I watched Tim O'Reilly's YouTube video on Web 2.0. He talks about how Web 2.0 was created to help teach educators about tools to use in the classroom. Web 2.0 incorporates newly popular techniques on the web. It shows teachers how they can choose which contents to put on their own site. Teachers can choose from tools and technologies such as Flickr, Kodak, blogs, wikis, and delicious links. Classrooms today are becoming more technologically based. Therefore, it's more important for teachers to be well-versed in these new technologies and the internet. PowerPoint, wikis, and blogs are some examples of tools teachers can use in their classroom. Teachers can also use these tools to collaborate in their lessons or collaborate with cl other classrooms on the web. By using these tools, teachers and students can be exposed to information outside of the textbooks. Many of these websites can be used for a number of interactive learning experiences. One example is a thing called flat Stanleys. Flat Stanleys are normally a paper person which travels the world to different places. Upon its return to the classroom, students are given a letter about Flat Stanley and his experiences that he has had. By using the tools such as Flickr, teachers and students can post pictures of their Flat Stanley and share them with other classrooms across the globe. This would be a great way to incorporate technology into the classroom, along with collaborating with other classrooms as well. This is just one of the examples of how Web 2.0 can be used in the classroom.